I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, at least 10 years ago, back when they still had the old grade school up there, they made it into a junior high school. That's when that was the time they did all that moving, and they had built the new school, Colonel M. Casey, and they had the old grade school was junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, and high school was just your juniors and sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Well, they closed some more of the county schools, brought those kids in, and I found myself getting acquainted with this little gal out in Glens Fork, Kentucky. And I don't know, I guess what drew us together, but we just liked the same things, and we liked to sing, didn't we? We would sit in the gym. You remember sitting in the gym? We would sit in the gym and sing just during lunch, you know, just get something going. And wonderful memories, Charlotte, wonderful memories. And, you know, it's interesting how God brings people back into your life. And because the last thing I knew about her when we graduated from high school is she had her guitar and her backpack and she was gone. But that's her testimony. But guess what? But God, all that seed her mama sowed in her, the Bible says it's going to come. It never leaves you. That seed was sown into her life. She came back to the Lord. And it's interesting, this last year then, that we had our class reunion. We were all there. And so, you know how you look. Well, you know, what are you doing now? You know, what are you doing now? Because I knew she'd been in ministry for years after her experience with the Lord. She said, well, I said, I'm a graduate. She told Jerry this. She said, I'm a graduate of Caris Bible School. Jerry said, say what? She said, I'm a graduate. Jerry said, Andrew Womack? She said, yeah. I said, oh. You know, she said that word, and we knew where she was spiritually. And I knew that we could have her in our church because of the teaching she had been sitting under. How many of you know you just can't let everybody in your pulpit? You're going to be blessed today as Charlotte and Marvin are here. And I'm going to let her introduce her husband and turn it over to her. But I'm going to dismiss the classes. You teachers, you all can go back. And might have some new ones here. We want to show them where the classes are. Amen. That's it, girl.
Well, to me, where there's worship, I've been in church. So, to me, I've been to church. And I will do a little more worship, but when worship comes, tears come. And I have a friend who ministers, and she used to, well, she kind of moves in the prophetic ministry when she preaches. And she smiles all the time. So she, when she gets touched or when the Holy Spirit is moving powerfully or she senses the presence, she starts crying. And she cries and keeps a big smile the whole time she's crying like this. And I said, Bobby Joe, I wish I could do that. But when I start crying, my face, and it don't look near as good as when you're smiling and you're crying. But I, you know, when I'm crying all over. And when I worship, there's a lot of times there's a lot of tears. So I think I'm just going to sing two or three songs, and these are songs that I've written, and I remember singing with Laverne and Holmes girl, Joyce Holmes, and Thelma Burton played piano. And even those years, They planted seeds in my heart. My mother had been born again, but I did not know that you could have a personal experience. And what I saw, other than for my mother and, you know, a person or two in high school, seemed to have something real. So I was on a quest to find something real in life. I wanted to find real love, not the love of a person that fades with conditions. I wanted to find this that we've been singing about, the love and acceptance that redeems you and that you can hide in Christ, and that you are no longer your own person, but it is Christ in me now, the hope of glory. And I want to say to you all that God wants you to always know that you are so highly valuable to Him. He values you highly. Every person, and if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, everybody but me, He values you highly. He knows you. He knows your heart. And He loves you regardless of what you have or have not done. His love is unconditional. And I don't know anybody else's that is unconditional. I mean, Marvin puts up a lot with me. But, you know, I guess he's got his limits, too. He's not walked out yet. But I loved that. Oh, I've never heard anybody else move into those old songs like I do from the past, redeemed. My mom sang those songs. She led some singing in the Glens Fork Nazarene Church. And so she sang around the house, and she sang when things were up, and she sang when things were down, and when things were hard. And I'd be upstairs in my room. It was just a little three-room house downstairs. And when Dad would leave and she had a chance, she would push up a chair to the corner of the kitchen, and I would hear her praying. And it would not be long until she was singing. She'd be singing, "What a friend I have in Jesus." Or she'd be singing, "Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it." Like Laverne was singing. Something good about the new and something good about the old. So if you can pull them together and let God get in it. And God told person after person, "Remember what I have done." When they crossed the Red Sea, He said, "Remember and tell your children how I led you out of bondage and how I led you across the waters and parted the waters and how I brought you out with a mighty victory. Remember it and tell your children and tell them to tell their children's children and tell them to tell their children's children's children." So we're still telling the story. So if you are in a service like this, if you feel left out or not good enough, that's the enemy talking to you. Amen. See, Wendell Parr was a teacher in the school, and I think y'all have had him here. And he said this, and this was so simple, but I always remembered this, because like Laverne was saying, I fought so much, even after I was saved. The real testimony I have is I've been delivered from religion. I was delivered from drugs and all that, but I really, through the years, you know, sometimes people got carried away with testimonies that were dramatic, and it made for an interesting program. But really, if God is not lifted up above everything, you're sort of doing it in vain. And it's the people that it points to. I remember hearing people say, "I don't have a testimony like yours." And now I look at them, and if you've ever heard Andrew Womack teach, you know that he's never done anything bad. And like Laverne said, she had never been a bad person. So you don't have to do things bad or good. We just need to know who the Lord is for ourselves, have an encounter inside. So let me sing you a couple of songs. Plug me in. So my mother's with me. Let me do this one first.
From glory to glory, he's changing me. Closer and closer, Lord, to what I can be. Ageless creation, we're his royalty.
Think about that.
From glory to glory, he's changing me.
You want to sing that with me? From glory to glory.
From glory to glory, he's changing me.
Closer and closer.
Closer and closer, Lord, to what I can be. Ageless creation, we're his royalty.
Hallelujah.
From glory to glory, he's changing me.
Now listen.
The kingdom of God is within every heart. Jesus said, I am the door, and that's where you start. Righteousness, peace, and joy abounding in me. The more I can see who he is, the more I see me.
Do you realize that? The more you, John in the Message Bible says, the more you learn who I am, the more you know who you are. Yeah, it's a powerful thing. Let me sing it again.
The kingdom of God.
Do you remember when you first got saved? How many remember that? Okay. And it was so powerful, and there was so much, I didn't know what to do with it. So if you get whoever you end up landing with, if you don't know how to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, you learn from those people. Sometimes you learn things not to do. Sometimes you learn things to do. Sometimes you're taught a little wrong. And then the only thing that will change that teaching is to have the true, rightly divided Word of God come into your heart, and it pushes out the old effortlessly if you believe it. So,
the kingdom of God is within every heart. Jesus said, I am the door. Where you start. Righteousness, peace, and joy abounding in me. The more I can see who he is, the more I see me.
I love it.
From glory to glory,
sing it with me,
he's changing me.
Closer and closer to what I can be.
closer and closer, Lord, to what I can be. That line one more time. From glory to glory, He's changing me. Sing it one more time. From glory to glory, You're changing me. If you believe that, just lift up one hand to Him and sing it to Him. From glory to glory, You're changing me.
Amen. And He is. Hallelujah. I was driving down the road after leaving Mom's. She's turning 90 in October. And I was praying in the spirit for her situation, for her heart, and for her body physically, because she had a heart attack and started in 2010, and the doctor said she would die then, and that she would never leave the hospital, and they couldn't convince Mom of that. And so Laverne said this a while ago, it is what's in your heart, that is what will come out in times of pressure. So the good thing to have in our heart is who He is and how He loves us. And I've learned this, you can never know it just by hearing it preached once a week, like you can know it if you take what you've heard preached and get into that scripture and ponder it and meditate on it and dwell on it until it becomes you. So Mom was in the hospital, and this doctor took me aside, and after she saw Mom just very innocently, naively looked up in their face, and of course she's very sick, and she said to this person that was telling her she got to get ready to die, she's touched her little finger on their hand and she said, I didn't come here to die. I came here to get better. So that's standing on the word. That's what that's doing. Saying it in your own words, but it's still standing on the word of God. So she took me out, that doctor did, and she was trying to convince me to make her get her house in order. Her house is in order, but I said, I stand with her. I just stand behind Mom. I believe what she, if she believes it, I believe it. And so I was driving down the road, and this is the last song I've written, and it's probably not really ready to be sung, but I wanted to share it. I was singing in tongues, and I was singing in English, and I was singing in the Holy Ghost. And I found myself singing, when I was singing in the Spirit. Do you ever sing in the Spirit? When I sing in the Spirit, sometimes words come. And I found myself singing, the curse is broken, the word has spoken. The curse is broken, the word has spoken. I just found myself singing that. So I pulled over and wrote that down and wrote down a few more lines with it. So here it goes. You're the first ones to hear it. So he who the sun sets free is free indeed.
do it again.
Well, the curse is broken. The word has spoken. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. The curse is broken. The word has spoken. I'll praise and I'll dance for the one who set me free.
Now, here's where the rest of this song came from. I just sort of put them together. I dreamed one night, because I have been a person highly driven, and I had to go through, I'll sing a song about that in a minute, but in the time of when I was so, I was having migraines, and being driven can cause migraines. Stress can cause migraines, causes most of them. But I had a dream, and I dreamed that a sort of a dark-skinned man came up to me, and I was sitting in sort of like these chairs, and he came up to me, and he held out his hand, and I knew that it was to dance with him. And all I saw was his hand, and I thought, well, I'll do this. I was a little fearful, because that's what makes us driven. A little bit. Fear down in there. And I laid my hand in his, and we were ballroom dancing. And I'm not a ballroom dancer. And I've never ballroom danced. And I know there are steps and there are patterns to it. And I laid my hand in his, and we went up, and we was dancing. Very simple steps. And when I was thinking about myself, now hear this. And what should I do? How is the next step? How do I take that? When I was thinking of that, I'd get all mixed up in my mind. But when I would look up at him, never saw his face. I looked up at his heart. And he had his other arm around me so close, it was holding me so tight, that I felt so secure. And I would look up toward him, and I would hear it out of his heart. Just follow me, and it'll be okay. Just follow my steps, and I'll lead. So when I would look at him, well, and then I would look down again, I'd realize, man, that was easy. We went through a real difficult step there. And it's done. So I learned in that dream that it's not what I do. It's not what we do. It's who we're looking at and what we're doing it for. And it's not who we are and what we can be. It's who he is. And he lives through each one of us in a different way. And God, this is a great time to be alive, because the Lord is bringing it all together that the body is going to fit together. We're doing it. And Jesus can't come back till the body is in unity. Here's the rest of the song. The curse is broken. This is the song. Well, I'll never stop being thankful for what the Lord has done. I'll never stop singing his praises, 'cause for me the war is won. Well, I can't hold back the gratitude that the Holy Ghost lives in me. So I'll sing and I'll dance for the greatest romances that my Father is dancing with me. Oh, the curse is broken, the word has spoken. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. The curse is broken, the word has spoken. I'll praise and I'll dance for the one who set me free. I'm going to sing that part again. I'll never stop being thankful for what the Lord has done. I'll never stop singing his praises, 'cause for me the war is won. I can't hold back the gratitude that the Holy Ghost lives in me. So I'll sing and I'll dance for the greatest romances that my Father is dancing with me. Oh, the curse is broken, the word has spoken. He who the sun sets free, you're free indeed. For the curse is broken, the word has spoken. I'm singing praise for the one who set me free. I'll sing and I'll praise for the one who set me free.
Amen.
Woo. Let me it's going through a difficult place, as do we all. And so this song, I read the scripture. One of my favorite scriptures that has been my favorite scripture since school, and I didn't hear it in school. The Lord just spoke this to me. He is faithful even when we are faithless, because he cannot deny himself. It's in 2 Timothy 2:13 or 15. He is faithful even when we are faithless. He is faithful. Even when I mess up, when I say the wrong things or do the wrong things or have feelings like, what are they doing? He's still faithful with his love. Even when we are faithless, he's still faithful. This is my last one. Lord, you understand me even when others can't see my heart. When I feel alone, you whisper, we're never apart. I don't have to tell you when I'm feeling low. In the time of struggle, I know just where to go. I run to my hiding place under his loving wing. I run to my Father's arms, where it's just my Father and me. There I find sweet assurance, I can live every hour in you. Hiding in your word, 'cause everything you've spoken is true. Even when I don't believe, Lord, you remain faithful to me. In the rock of ages, there's love and security. I run to my Father's arms under your loving wing. I run to his loving arms, where it's just my Father and me. That's what I do. And he's always there. And he's always faithful. Even when I'm faithless, he's always faithful. I had a scripture picked out in my Bible right there where that page is, Marvin. Thank you. I just wanted to leave this with you. And it's almost what Shirley read a while ago. I appreciate, got friends here that when I first got saved, I live with them and they were so positive, and that's Harold and Sharon Ramage and their nest of young people. And Marlon and I have been communicating a little bit more on Facebook lately. And after we had all the kids that the Ramages took in union back a few months back, but I appreciate Harold
and Sharon and Marlon, Kay, Debbie, and Sherry. And now they've all got grandkids. I think great grandkids. So the Lord sends us people to help us, and I find out that no matter what's going on in my life, He speaks to me through His Word or through somebody that is His Word. He is faithful, and you are valuable. This is 2 Timothy also. This is chapter 4, verse 18. And indeed, the Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to Himself from every assault of evil. He will preserve and bring me safe into His heavenly kingdom. The part I love about that is I don't have to try to do it all right for Him. He draws me. When I'm up or when I'm down, He draws me. It's all about Him. Thank you for letting me share. I appreciate Gerald and Laverne for letting me share a song or two. And I've just appreciated the spirit that was here. Marvin, you know, everything I say brings on another thing, so I won't tell that until sometime later. But powerful testimony with Marvin where he was dying, and the Lord brought him back. So, this is Marvin. Some people are saying, where's Marvin? Stand up so they can see how handsome a hillbilly man from North Carolina is. He don't sing. He says he can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I've never heard anybody praise anymore. And so he calls himself my roadie, but he sets it up and carries the stuff out. And it's a lot of work. And I find out each year it gets to be a little bit heavier, a little bit more work. So thank you all so much. God bless you.
I'll be good because I get the pulpit in front of me. You know what happens. It just, you know, the pulpit's got an anointing behind it. You just got to preach if you get behind a pulpit if you're a preacher, right? So I'll be good. Amen. Oh, what a blessing you've been, Charlotte. Thank you all for coming. It's been awesome. Awesome, awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. We have an offer bucket in the back if you want to bless her today and make the checks out to New Life, and we'll get it to her. Amen. So stand to your feet. I will pray a prayer of blessing over you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You're such a good, good Father. And thank you that we can lean into you as you lean into us, God. Your word have we hid in our heart, Lord, that we may know you. That we may know you, Father God. And in knowing you, Lord, we know who we are. And when we begin to know who you are, we begin to know who we are. And then when we begin to know who we are, we begin to fulfill the purpose that you've called us to. Lord, I pray a blessing over everyone that's here today. And I speak to you that you're highly favored of God. The blessings of God runs to overtake you. And everything that you do, you will prosper. I speak God's healing power over you in the name of Jesus. That you are the healed of the Lord, that you are the blessed of the Lord, and that you are the prosperous of the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. In Jesus' name, go forth and be a blessing to someone this week. Amen.